Hey, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, did someone say it's Groundhog Day? Well, that reminds me that this Groundhog Day, it's the grand opening of the Dickie Schmooze XXX Groundhog Casino. Just across the river from Omaha, the sun never shines at the Dickie Schmooze XXX Groundhog Casino. Not only can you partake in legal gambling like keno and slot machines, but due to some well-placed envelopes around government offices, the Dickie Schmooze XXX Groundhog Casino also offers illegal betting on sports events, opportunities to engage the service of companions, and free license to shoot people if you think they're cheating at cards. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, Dodge City, Times Square, and GoPack all rolled into one at the Dickie Schmooze XXX Groundhog Casino, Box 1. This is my land, so keep moving, Sheriff. Iowa.
Hi, remember me? I'm Frank Christensen, City Council, Orange Weasel. I used to be the loose cannon in city government. If only Hal hadn't discovered Mega Coffee. Mega Coffee.
Now, with the Republican response to President Clinton's State of Major League Baseball speech, Barrow Point, Alaska, City Councilman Dwight David Schlobstickler.
The president's plan for ending the strike reeks of McGovernick counterculture liberalism. Here's what he should do. First, laptop computers for bat boys. Then, an end to wasteful pork barrel social programs like spring training. Spring training doesn't work. Thousands of people have gone through the bleeding heart rituals of spring training and still are not Major League Baseball players. Third, a repeal of the beanball ban. Socialist countries like Denmark and Sumatra don't allow beanballs and as a result have no baseball. Put weapons back in the hands of law-abiding pitchers. Fourth, two strikes and you're out. Finally, perm limits. Baseball players should have crew cuts like Jim Bunning and Ted Kluszewski. Now there were some real American ball players.
We'll be back with the McGovern counterculture liberal reply to the Republican response to President Clinton's State of Major League Baseball speech right after this. How would you like to be able to stop time, freeze all activity in its tracks, leaving only you and all the world free to wander where you will, emptying drawers of cash in banks while tellers in suspended animation gaze on sightlessly, wandering through health club locker rooms with a Polaroid unobserved by the human statues trapped in your web of congealed time? Why, you could rule the world. Let me show you how you can stop time. Just send me $1,000,095, and I'll tell you the secret of putting the cosmic clock on pause while you remain free to wreak havoc. Protect yourself. Your enemies may already be stopping time, sneaking into your house and stealing socks, one at a time. Orphan socks are one of the first clues, so fight back. Learn how to stop.
Okay, I'll just take the script and replace it. Check his pockets. Only 24 bucks. Let me see. I'll pull his zipper down, tuck in his shirt, and glue a piece of lasagna to his front teeth. Well, off to the all-woman health club. Love that locker.
Time. Just send me $1,000,095, and I'll show you how I've swindled that. Hey, wait a...
Room? Hey, where'd my Polaroid go? Why do I have lasagna stuck to my front tooth? Just stop.
Minute. Stop time. Write me at cell block 8 Leavenworth. Okay, free.
Second,
My God, I'm naked again. Stop.
My lord, someone has dressed me in Dan Skin's exercise wear. Okay, halt!
Oh no, how can I rule the world with...
me, the Lord of Time. Post Office Box 124, Elko, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, 1 week till Valentine's Day, so let's review gifts the non-sexist gives his or her Valentine. At the top of the list, man, is lingerie. Don't do it. Giving her lingerie only reinforces the stereotype that women look good in it. Next, no chocolate. Women hate chocolate. They've only been accepting it in the past because it's hard to get stores to accept returned food. Flowers? No. Flowers represent fertility. And giving flowers says, we need another tax deduction, dear. Reinforcing another stereotype that all men think about is money. This Valentine's Day, be sensitive. Give gifts that don't offend anyone. Like none of that cheap Japanese stuff. A fur would be good. Or for him, lawn jockeys or a copy of OJ's book. These are non-controversial gifts that are gender neutral. Well, happy Valentine's Day. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
It's healthcare report. It's healthcare reform that America can afford. Combining high-tech care with high-style gambling. Paramutual medicine. That's right. Paramutual medicine. You can bet you'll get help when you need it. Welcome to the EC, the emergency casino. Blood spurts, need stitches, visit the betting window. Odds are 5-1, we'll get to you in an hour. And while you're waiting, watch all the action in our Operation Theater main stage. Here comes Sicky. Watch him wheel in another appendectomy. Bet it's a 3-ouncer. Open heart, bet the spread. Ooh. Then on to the isolation wards for Contagious Keno, the infectious number game that could pay off in an extra week in the hospital. Ambulance races every afternoon and evening. Blood tests? Why not a blood bet? And profits go to fund chuck hole repair. Paramutual medicine, beyond Medicare and Medicaid, from CAT scan poker, look, he's bluffing, see his medulla oblongata twitch, to the wheel of dialysis. Society wins with Paramutual Medicine at Meskwaki Med Center. And all this week, it's our prime rib and bypass special. So come to Meskwaki Med Center, take the weeping exit off the multi-car pileup expressway.
Hi, I'm Dickie Schmooze, and listen, it's pretty easy to give a Valentine to someone who expects you to give one, like a wife or husband, but what about somebody who you want to be your Valentine, but who hates your guts? Well, now you can make your love a two-way street with Dickie Schmooze, Valentines from the Despised. Here's a typical one. Though you think I really bite, blind yourself and stay the night. Aw, whose heart wouldn't that melt? Here's another one. My nose is bulbous, my hair has lice, my gassy system is no fun. So I hear voices and play with mice. Please stop calling 911. You can almost hear those wedding bells, can't you? If you're a pathetic goo no one wants around, much less around to be their Valentine, order Dickie Schmooze Valentines from the Despised right now. Send $20 to Dickie Schmooze Despised, Box 1, Bizarro World Valentine, Bizarro World, Nebraska.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, Valentine's Day. Romance. Love means never having to say, don't make any quick moves, a pit bull sense fear. Yeah, an arrow through your heart. Wait a minute, that ain't Cupid, it's Ted Nugent. Ooh, bet that's smart, huh? Yeah, Valentine's Day, I'll be passing out my Valentine's cards. Roses are red, hen's eggs are white. I got binoculars, I watched you last night. Yeah, I'm just an old sentimental softy. So you're stumped about what gift to give that special someone? Well, how about a beef heart? Oh, tried that last year? Didn't work? Was my suggestion last year too? Well, how'd you wrap it? Presentation's everything. Oh, okay. All right, this year, try something different. A chocolate beef heart. Oh, just kidding. How about a romantic cruise on an Iowa gambling riverboat? Oh, hi, Hal, who's the chick? 2XXX, sorry. You could buy her some lingerie from Frederick's or Gretna. I like them sheer, see-through bib overalls. Or, hey, some perfume like Calvin Klein's Fragrance for Farmers? Yeah. Repossession. Ah, the cost of it. Yeah! Repossession. Oh, well. Our flowers, you know, that's always a good one. The problem is, in February, the ditches are pretty much lifeless. Pretty much lifeless. My girlfriend, well, I'll give her what I give her every year. Ammunition. I sure hope she drops that court order. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the president struck out. Congress balked. Well, let me step up to bat on the baseball strike. Just hand me that kettle prod. Get my drift, bud? I'll bring him together.